This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Some really cool new features are coming to the JavaScript language, namely optional chaining and nullish coalescing operator. I hope I pronounced that right. How useful are they? Let's discuss. So the optional chaining and the nullish coalition are coming to the JavaScript language. And I think they are already on the major JavaScript engines like V8 and SpiderMonkey and JavaScript Core and Chakra. You know, they are already there almost, right? So they are ready to be picked up by client applications such as the browsers, you know, Firefox, Chrome, Opera, Safari, right, and other clients such as Node.js, right, essentially framework, JavaScript framework, right? So I'm going to go through this functionality, these new two features, show you how they work, and then go you where actually they are supported, because they are still not supported in every browser. They're definitely not in Node.js yet, not in Dino as well, this new JavaScript framework. So yeah, so we'll go through that as well and show you where this is available, right? How about we do that? All right, so let's start with optional chaining. So optional chaining, essentially, it shows right here how you do it, essentially. But you know what? Let's just show you. It's just easier, guys. So I'm going to go to the developer tools and clear all that stuff and show you how we can do it. I'm going to disappear for a while. So what do you do? Like, let's assume you have an object, right? And it's called a user, okay? And this user have a job, right? And the job has an ID, right? And let's say, whatever, 3, and has a name, right? Engineer, okay? And also he has a name, right? Other stuff. He can have other stuff, right? And I don't know, it's like Hussein. And you can start building this stuff, guys, right? You can start building an object, okay? And if you do user.job.name, you get this, right? But sometimes if you do user.job.property that doesn't exist, like age, you get an error, right? But sometimes most of these properties that you have happen to have other properties like objects, like so object job dot date, right? Dot, when you do that, like to string, you're gonna get an error, right? That's the problem here. So what we do essentially is you can use optional chaining, like to create a chain of properties like that, essentially. I was like, okay, user dot, and you add a question mark, right? If that object is there, return it. If not, then instead of doing this ugly if statement, you can just do this, right? Job, right? And you can do this job. If it's there, then do dot name, right? And if it's there, then do dot whatever length, right? And you get this thing. But let's say if you're trying to access a property that doesn't exist, right, on the user, for example, age, you're gonna get this, like undefined, right? So if I create another user that, let's say, doesn't have a job, like they don't have a job property, and his name is, I don't know, Rec, right? Let's call user 2, okay? So if I do user 2.job now, I'm gonna get an error. And if I do user.job.name, I'm gonna get an error. So you can do this now, user.job.name, and you're gonna get undefined, if it doesn't exist, right? So it's easier instead of failing and doing a try catch or doing like what without this optional chaining, what you used to do is like do okay, if user 2.drop is equal undefined, then do this, else do that, right? You have to do all these ugly if statement or trinary operator. So that's the first one, guys. That's optional chaining. It's very, very useful in my opinion, right? And sometimes I run into this all the time where I have an object, but I don't know if the object is actually exists. So I have to check, does the object exist? If not, then do this, right? So let's talk about the null coalition, right? So some of you guys might know this option where he says, okay, let's say the same option, right? User 1.job, okay? You want to get the job, right? User 2.job, and if that job doesn't exist, give me, I don't know, an empty string, okay, and you can just create an empty array of job, right? You can do engineer, right? You can do initialize it, something like that, right? And if you do that now, it works, right? But problem with this approach using the OR, what happened is if you pass it an undefined, you undefined OR it with everything, with anything else, will give you always that result, right? And people use this all the time, especially if you want to specify a port, right? You use the environment variable here, and then you put the actual port here, and it works like charm. However, there is one case where this is actually doesn't work, because this is a falsy expression. That means if this is false, you'll always gonna get this. So the example that they were given is essentially says, okay, let's say you have an object A equal, I don't know, enabled, all right, and it's set to false, right? And if you do A dot enabled and you did this, right? Or true, check if it's enabled. If it's not set, you want to return true, right? But in this case, it is incorrectly returning true, despite this being actually false. You want to return false if it's set. You want, essentially, if it's not set, if it's undefined, to return true, okay? So the problem with this is you can never do this, right? So that's why they invented the null coalition. So it's like the same thing exactly, but you do it with double question mark, right? And this way, if this is null, I'm gonna return you the other. If it's null or undefined, I'm gonna return you the other one. Else, I'm gonna return it to you, which is false, which is, this is what I want, right? I want the actual value. But if a.enable is actually undefined, then I do this, I'm going to get this, right? I'm going to get the actual value true, okay? So these are the two functions, guys, in a nutshell. See? The null coalition and the optional chaining. I find myself using the optional chaining, to be honest, more than that. All right. Where are these puppies available? So optional chaining, if we go all the way down, and these guys, right? These are all the engines that we have. V8, which is using Chrome, and it's using Node.js, and it's used in, what is it this called? The new thing, Dino, right? SpiderMonkey is a JavaScript engine using Firefox, JavaScript Core, and Chakra. It's already in V8. That's why I was able to use it in Chrome, because Chrome 80 has essentially picked up the latest version of V8, okay, which has this change. And essentially, you can have it run. Firefox, I have Firefox 72. I think 73 is still in beta as of recording this video, right? So I couldn't do optional chaining with Firefox yet on my 72 version. Okay, so that's because it's essentially didn't, whatever, the SpiderMonkey didn't have that feature yet, right? You can see that this is still 50% development, right? And JavaScript Core, so it is in Safari. It's supposed to be in Safari, but I don't know which version. They apparently didn't pick it up yet. Yeah, and finally, I don't believe it's an edge as well. So yeah, still not an edge. So that's the optional chaining. And the null coalescing, this puppy, right? It's essentially in Chrome 80, which is the version I have. That's what I have. That's just literally updated Chrome version 80. So yeah, it is in version 80. Okay, null coalescing, right? It is in version 72, which is I was able to do it in Firefox, okay, because it's version 72 that currently, so it is in Firefox, then I'll call it, and you can do this two double question marks. All right, V8, it's already there. Spider Monkey, they're still developing, so it's almost like done, especially like Edge, not yet though. So if you're using Edge, you cannot use these beautiful features yet, okay? So you kind of have to wait or switch browsers. All right, so yeah. So these are the availability. How about Node.js? Node.js? Unfortunately, the latest version of Node.js as of recording this video, nodejs.org, is 13.9. And 13.9, when I looked at the, what is this called? All right, so Node.js has not picked up these features yet because guess what? It is still using V8 version 7.9. However, these features were installed on V8 version 8. I understand, it's very confusing. Yeah. So V8 version 8 has these two things, okay, which is the null coalescing and the optional chaining, right? But Node.js picked up the version right before that. I think it's a huge change because it's a major release probably, so the Node.js team is essentially they're watching for it. It's obviously they need to recompile and make sure all their tests pass, so I would understand. So it's going to take a while for this optional chaining to come to Node.js, I think. Maybe in version 14. Node.js 14. For Dino, this beautiful new thing that I just found about, it is not in Dino as well yet. So yeah, so whatever the latest version of Dino, 21, 22, 23, yeah, 0.22, it's not there yet. So even if you're using Dino, you cannot use the optional chaining yet. So maybe in a couple of months, we'll all pick all that changes, guys. All right, guys, that's it for me today. I think these new features will be useful, right? I think they're kind of useful. Yeah, personally, I love finding it. Not much as the null coalescing, to be honest. I don't use that much. I just find myself it's easier to write an if statement. But with optional chaining, especially if you have a huge hierarchy of objects, I think I'll prefer to use this optional chaining. So I'd like to make sure it makes it into all browsers, right? So you have to, and yeah, if you write applications or HTML, JavaScript code that have some using these things, make sure that it's not gonna just run on every browser. So you'll have to wait a few months, I guess, until all browsers actually support it. So yeah, this is our new cool feature. Hope you enjoyed this video. Gonna see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome.